If there's one sin in the progressive church, it's the sin of certainty.
Beware of people who charge in with certainty and Bible verses.
So the issue of certainty came up. We can be certain about what we believe because it's in the Bible. That was rejected by the emergent church, and that's an underlying worldview of a progressive Christianity. Progressive Christianity has been around for a long time, long before the emergent church. But how did the emerging church, which emerged sort of in the early 2000s or around that era, how did that undermine people raised, let's say, in the evangelical church in that realm?
Well, as you heard in the clip, there was a response to young people dropping out of church. And when that happens, the first thing that people try to do is to, again, make the church more attractive to the culture. So they're trying to change things in either the methods that you use to do church, whether that be like, are you sitting on pews or chairs, like what kind of music, things like that. Then they started targeting the message of the church, the gospel itself, rethinking a lot of those difficult doctrines that we talked about, including hell, the atonement, the attributes of God. This was all happening when postmodern thinking was becoming popular. And that, again, is just this idea that we can't know anything for certain. But the problem is, if someone says, we can't know anything for certain, are you certain about that? That's a statement of made in certainty. So it's self-defeating. They view certainty as prideful, arrogant, and they really value questioning everything. The questions are more important than answers. Yep. The journey is more important than the destination, type of thing.
Yeah.